A wet winter has set up Louisiana for a weak wheat crop. Wheat was planted in the fall and endured frequent rains through much of its growing season. LSU Ag Center wheat breeder Steve Harrison.
In Baton Rouge at the Ben Hur Farm, we had 33 inches of rain in 3 months, and those are the 3 months when wheat should be tillering, should be putting down a root system, should be taking up fertilizer and developing plant structure, and it just didn't happen.
In addition to the rain, the wheat also experienced late cold spells. Harrison says this heavily damaged wheat in some areas of northeast Louisiana.
Wheat at pollination is the absolute most vulnerable to cold damage. It only takes 28, 29 degrees for a few hours to sterilize wheat plants.
Harrison says some farmers saw the disease stripe rust on their crop. Farmers can spray for it, but spraying increases their expenses. Now is harvest time, but recent rains are keeping farmers from getting in their fields. Harrison says in many cases, the harvest will be disappointing.
We'll probably average maybe 75% of what we have the last couple of years. We've had excellent wheat harvest in the past 2 or 3 years, and this year will not be one of them.
Wheat prices have been strong in recent years, and even though growers had a mediocre crop this year, Harrison says prices will ultimately influence what gets planted this fall. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.